from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. After Russia's ambassador to Lebanon said Russian forces would shoot down any missiles fired at Syria, U.S. President Donald Trump said today that Russia should be ready because the missiles, quote, will be coming. Trump said on Twitter earlier today, you shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his own people and enjoys it. Russia responded by saying U.S. missiles should target terrorists, not the legitimate government in Syria. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov also said Wednesday all parties involved in Syria should refrain from actions that could destabilize the region. Hours later, the Russian military said it will deploy troops to Douma, the site of the suspected chemical attack Saturday that killed at least 40 people. Russia says its forces will ensure the security of the town. And what about that chemical attack and the investigation going on? The World Health Organization is demanding immediate, unhindered access to victims. With more, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich tells VOA the agency cannot verify reports of the use of toxic substances last Saturday in Douma because the WHO has no direct access to the area. He does say, however, that the information WHO has received comes from national and international health partners with whom it has worked for years. Jazarevich says these reports indicate the general population was exposed to toxic agents.
The people who were reportedly coming to health facilities included men, women, children, so general population presenting symptoms like respiratory failure.
It says two health facilities also reportedly were affected by the alleged attacks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA.